Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you're a... Oh, hey, Scott.
Oh, well, hi. Hi, everybody. If you're a cyclone... let Keith, why don't you start up the show? It's your show.
Let's
start over.
Your
name's on the title.
If you're a Cyclone fan, you're happy. But if you're a Hawkeye or especially a Panther fan, you may be down. We've got something to pick you up.
You're welcome, I. There, I am there. Cheers.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears. Featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
Welcome to Sound Off. Keith Murphy alongside Scott Sipker. And, man, that was tough to watch.
Really tough.
Scott, here in the past few minutes, we've kind of changed many things in this show because so many people, including me, already had Northern Iowa in the Sweet 16. We were already working on travel arrangements.
Yeah, I was going to send out a tweet congratulating the Panthers. I'm glad I held off on that. That was heartbreaking. That was tough. I mean, Ben Jacobson, though, he remained calm the whole time. He was relaxed. When Washburn got caught in the corner, the end of regulation, he just came over. He's like, don't worry about it. It's okay. And that's one of the reasons we all like Ben Jacobson, I think.
He's hard not to like. It's a team that's easy to like. That was hard to watch. Hot Topic, 515-282-9010. Lines open now. It's your chance to sound off. We have a team in the Sweet 16, Iowa State, and a team that got blown out, Iowa. But the Hot Topic, top of mind, is Northern Iowa losing in the most painful fashion. The well-coached Panthers somehow blew a 12-point lead with 44 seconds to play. It doesn't even seem possible. They lost to Texas A&M in double overtime. Sound off now, 515-282-9010. The end hits every team hard, like a punch right in the face. Only one team in any tournament exits smiling, but for Iowa, that exit was rough. Villanova is just flat out better, but the Hawks looked timid, flat, and lost. The four senior starters deserved and should have fought harder for a better last impression. But if you're a douche tweeter, anonymous guy who flexes Twitter muscles to personally attack players, punch yourself in the junk.
Please.
That will hurt, but not as much as the players are hurting. And you don't want it more, or you don't want it to be harder either. And all fan bases have dolts who do this. Steve Prohm deleted his access to Facebook and Twitter during a Cyclone slump. Against Villanova, the guy who worked hardest was a freshman paying his own way. Nicholas Bear showed fight. Says a lot about Nicholas Bear. Fran McCaffrey deserves praise for taking Hawkeye basketball off life support. 2 tourney wins in 2 years. Now McCaffrey needs to figure out end of games and end of seasons and timeouts. Few teams faced more constant scrutiny than the Cyclones, some of it by me. But it was always said this team had the talent for a tourney run. Now that it's happening, the lows fade. George Niang worked hard for this moment. The most popular Cyclone since Fred Hoiberg deserves a Sweet 16 without a boot for his broken foot. Speaking of Hoiberg, the basketball gods send the Cyclones to the United Center. Just can't get Fred Hoiberg away from Cyclone basketball. Fred will be on the road with the Bulls, but maybe he'll leave Steve Prohm his parking spot. Cyclone fans waited a long time for a Sweet 16 in easy driving distance. Look for them to take over Chicago. And what an up and down run by Northern Iowa. Paul Jesperson hit what may already be the most famous basketball shot in our state's history, highest of highs. But then UNI melts down and loses a 12-point lead in 44 seconds, lowest of lows. Scott, it seems everyone likes and respects the Panthers, and that's a good thing right now, because if Iowa or Iowa State had blown that lead, Sound Off might melt down.
Thanks to all who worked for many years to make the NCAA men's basketball tournament a reality here in our city. I think I speak for most of us in our area when I say I'm more proud of our city after this week, and we did such a good job. Our city is not even up to full strength yet. Wells Fargo Arena is eligible for another men's tournament in 2019. If we get to host again, which I think we will, the Convention Center Hotel will be open. Walnut Street Revival will be well on its way. From the Western Gateway Park to the East Village, this city will be even more kick-ass. Why do we do all this? Why do we want to continue to make our city cooler? So cool people want to live, work, and play here. I think this city is at the beginning of its golden age. But we must keep pushing like Usain Bolt off the track. If we want Des Moines to become next level, we must continue to improve things like public transit, continue to think outside the box by like maybe getting an MLS team here. We must do a better job of supporting the arts. For us to take the next step in cool, artists must be able to make a living from their art. Des Moines has come a long way in a decade, and I'm confident we will go even farther in becoming an Iowa version of Austin, Portland, or Denver. Events like the men's basketball tournament will become common occurrence, and if I become a billionaire, I'm moving a major league franchise here. Let's do this, Des Moines. Cheers.
Nicely done, Scott. All right, let's get to the calls. Old Spice, can you repeat that in my ear? Okay, let's start. Where is Dave in Iowa Falls? Dave in Iowa Falls?
Yeah, how you doing, Keith?
I'm doing well. How are you? That was a good guess. I just guessed that. How are you in Iowa Falls tonight, sir?
A little rough. Me and my wife both went to UNI, and my daughter graduated from Texas A&M. So our heads are spinning here.
I haven't seen anything like it. I think we were busy and working the whole time. I believe that's the worst collapse in NCAA tournament history. Is that right?
Sure feels like it.
I would imagine so.
I can't imagine there's one worse than this. How about the thinking about the full court, the half court shot that Jesperson made? That's got to make it feel a little better. That was a great thrill, right?
Well, yeah. And I think, you know, the Panthers can't hang their heads too low. They had a good run. They had a great job of knocking off Texas, which we were all happy about that. But you got to give a little credit to A&M. They never gave up.
Man, they sure didn't. Look at that moment there, though. Oh, my gosh.
The bank is open.
That was fantastic. And that shot will live forever in the state of Iowa. But it just doesn't seem like it right now because this collapse is so fresh in our minds. I wonder what the percentage is of people who sent out congratulatory tweets or Facebook posts. I mean, a lot of people did. I was just about to hit send.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't. You would have pulled a Joni Ernst there.
Oh, my goodness. But this is more forgivable because it seems unthinkable that would happen. We're going to stack up the calls, take a bunch in just a minute, but right now it is time for Twins with a local connection. Old Spice judges Joel Clark says the painting at Django looks like SNL's Vanessa Bayer. Points for originality with the local connection, but Old Spice Twins?
All right, I'll go with that.
I think so. Julie Buck of Rhodes says Buddy Hield of Oklahoma looks like the beloved donkey in the movie Shrek. He loves waffles. Old Spice, is this a match?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, is that an insult? I feel like it kind of is.
I was just in the Bahamas, but I have to say that Buddy Hield is a hero there.
Buddy
they
Hield
love him, and they don't think he looks
awesome.
Like a donkey.
All right, here's Andy Fales.
Raising the bar. It's a term that we love to use in sports. Well, we did just that this weekend in Des Moines, and I'll tell you why it's not going to benefit everyone. That's next in What's Buggin' Andy.
Follow Sound Off on Twitter. It's at SoundOff13. Adam writes, "Well, I'm happy the Hawkeyes are making the dance. I think there are a lot of issues and questions that need addressed."
Hashtag Bills Mafia. He's a Bills fan. Rick Lodi says, "These past 7 months have been some of the best in my life. It's all about the journey."
That's a guy being positive.
He's quoting the great philosopher Aerosmith there.
"There's no downside to Des Moines hosting the NCAA tournament."
That's what you might think, but contrarian Andy Fales sees the world differently.
"Well, it's on now, guys. It's on now. Hosting the NCAA men's tournament has turned us into a legitimate national sports site, and that means there is no turning back. That means there is no turning back to the B, C, and D list stuff that used to get us by. I mean, there was a time when we could hang our hats on senior PGA championships and NCAA volleyball tournaments, but now we've officially been introduced to the higher peg, and that tends to happen in life, you know? I mean, and when it does, it changes everything. I mean, there was a time that I could get by with just the plain old mac and cheese with the powdered cheese packet. But one day I bucked up for the deluxe stuff with the creamy, squeezy cheese pillow, and ooh, welcome to Flavor Country. I was never going back. Well, I can remember feigning excitement over women's senior golf. I mean, after all, Des Moines didn't get any professional golf at the time. But now you'd have a better chance of selling me the Brooklyn Bridge. We had the NCAA men's basketball tournament, folks, with Kansas, Kentucky, Indiana, and UConn here. Selling us on stuff like volleyball, track, and senior golf is going to require a different strategy from now on. The Greyhound bus sure beats walking, but once you've, you know, taken a plane, old Greyhound not only takes a back seat, it's hardly even an option anymore. Then again, one ride up in first class and suddenly a ticket and coach is slumming it. You're not going back there. Just ask the Jeffersons. Moving on up is worth singing about. Moving on down is not. This isn't going to change the reality of Des Moines. I mean, we're still a minor league city where lower tier bookings like the Principal Charity Classic and the Solheim Cup will flock in hopes of standing out. But to us, those kinds of events are now beneath this new bar, and that's not going to change anytime soon. But let's stay positive here. We did reroute our destiny this weekend. We got the tournament that we didn't think we'd get. For our years of laboring over the events that others didn't care about, we were rewarded with something that the whole nation surely does care about. We raised our own bar, but now we want seconds, and nothing less will do. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Andy, thank you. Sound Off is live, and when we return, more of your calls. Got some extra room at 282-9010, and we find some odd characters over at Wells Fargo Arena. You can join the Sound Off Nation on Facebook. Regarding the Hawks against Nova, Randy writes, "Keep it simple." He keeps it simple. Gave me flashbacks to the Rose Bowl.
From Stanford to Sanford, Sanford writes, "Remember when the Hawks were flying high and their fans couldn't stop taking shots at ISU's perceived underachievements? How's that working out for you, Hawk fans?" God, I hate that. You don't need to do that.
Who's in your five worst mascots at the Des Moines Regional, the Blue Bloods Regional? Number five, the Kansas Jayhawks. Fictional bird or Civil War guerrilla fighter? Take your pick.
The Jayhawk is a fictional bird like the fictional hair on top of Bill Self's head.
Number four, the Chattanooga Mocs. Mockingbird, but the logo is a bird on a train. That's dumb. The Austin Peay Governors at number three. The governor looks like he belongs on a Monopoly
board.
Let's
put Branstad up there, longest serving governor in American history.
Number two, the Stony Brook Seawolves. Wolfie the Seawolf?
Oh.
Come on. And number one, girl. The Indiana Hoosiers. No mascot, but this plush toy that looks like Mark Mangino is available for sale.
I thought their mascot was a cactus. When I look at the IU, it looks like a cactus.
It's whatever that thing is. Vern is in Nevada. Hello, Vern. Did you get a chance to watch that that Panther collapse? So hard to watch.
Yeah, it was very, very hard and kind of sad for him. But that is not the biggest collapse.
It's not the biggest collapse in NCAA tournament history? Okay. What was worse?
Chris Webber.
Chris Webber's timeout.
Chris Webber's timeout. Okay. But for point totals, we'll stay with you and I. KD is in Des Moines. KD, you fired up about the Cyclones heading to Chicago?
This is J.D. Haynes from Des Moines. I'm picking Iowa State to win the whole thing. I'm praying for you guys, so good luck.
All right.
All right.
Well, they got the talent to do it, that's for sure. If they run into Kansas, though, that might be some trouble.
They're running into Virginia. That'll be the first challenge. Ryan is in Fort Dodge. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, how we doing?
Good. What's up?
Oh, just sitting in my dorm room. Just got done watching that heartbreaking defeat. Really upsetting there at the end. One thing I just didn't understand really was why they kept throwing it to the corners there when they were putting on that full court press.
These are happier times here for the Panthers with Kurt Warner giving them high fives after that half-court shot. Scott, you were watching more closely. I was out on the set. How much of this was just you and I making bad decisions?
They did make some really bad decisions. You know, when Washburn was down there in the corner in the final minutes, Jacobson told him after, he should have just chucked the ball really far down the court. At least then Texas A&M would have got the ball on that end of the court. Instead, there were just some mental errors, some fundamentals that weren't observed. And it's too bad, man, because in this state, everybody roots for you and I, it feels like. They're not a hated team like Iowa State or Iowa. So it would have been a really good story if they would have not collapsed in the epic fashion they did.
It doesn't even seem possible to lose a 12-point lead in 44 seconds. Dodger Denny in Fort Dodge.
Hey, I watched both games today. It was sad. Now we get ready for Iowa State and go Cyclones.
Well, the one good thing about the Hawkeye loss today, Scott, is unlike the Panther loss, you didn't have to stick around to find out what was going to happen. You knew Iowa was going to lose 5 minutes into this game, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, you could maybe push it to 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Okay.
But it was pretty clear right off the get-go that Villanova's defense was stifling. I mean, they were everywhere. They were not allowing Iowa to use their length to gain space advantage. They were outmatched and outplayed and outcoached in every way.
Four senior starters exiting at Iowa. Christy is in New Sharon. Christy, your thoughts tonight here live on Sound Off.
I just would like to tell the Panthers to hold their heads high. They gave us so many ups and so many highs. And with win comes the agony of defeat. And they have a lot to be proud of. And I know they don't feel like holding their heads up now, but they should. They're very talented, very smart, and their futures are bright. And they will do it all over again next year. And I wish them the best. And I also hope that the press doesn't get down on them too much. You know, it's awful tough to win in the NCAA tournament. It's a tough challenge to face, and they face it with dignity and with loyalty. And I'm just an Iowa fan. I'm an Iowa State fan. I'm a Hawkeye fan. I'm a Drake fan, and I'm a UNI fan. And those boys should be dang proud. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Yeah, that's well said, Christy.
And they certainly overachieved this year.
Yeah, and in time, they will get the context, and they'll think of all the great moments and a really high, that half-court buzzer beater to beat Texas, but right now it's going to be tough to have that perspective. I don't see anybody hating on the Panthers. I don't think they should. It's just you can't believe what you just saw. Sue and Johnston will have a quick word here on the Panthers tonight. Sue?
Yes. At the end of the game there, when they kept getting stuck with the ball and not being able to throw it in, if three or four guys are pinning you against your own feet and you're tipping off your feet, isn't there any kind of foul there?
I didn't see if the officials were a part of this collapse. Usually to lose a big lead like this, there have to be many things that happen. Maybe that's one of them.
I mean, they were a bit physical when they had him, when they had Washburn trapped in the corner, but I feel like it was a fair game for physicality. They weren't hacking him. They were just bodying him up. What did I say?
You said physicality.
Well, that's a good word.
I
Thank
guess
you.
So.
Comes from the beard.
That beard is something. Next on Face Off, does Fran get a bum rap? More live calls too. Sound Off is live. Emails to soundoff at whotv.com. Are you kidding me? No timeouts taken until less than 1 minute in the first half. Iowa should have had no timeouts left at that point. Before next season, Fran needs to take a class titled Bench Coaching 101, according to Steve and Clive.
Soundoff at whotv.com. With all the bad things that everyone is going to say about Iowa after today's game against Villanova, I just want to say thank you to all of the Iowa seniors. I will miss watching you and truly appreciate all that you have given of yourselves to the program. Wishing you all the best. Hawkeyes forever, Michelle. Now that's the attitude I'm looking for.
Michelle seems nice.
Yeah.
My head is still spinning from that UNI loss.
12 points, 44 seconds.
Time for Face Off, though I wish it were Beard Off.
Oh, come on. This is a cool beard. The beard's sweet.
It's really not. Fran McCaffrey has a rep for ranting and raving on the sideline. He's known most as the guy who spiked the chair, but Fran's actually calm most of the time. I don't think people notice that.
Unfortunately, all of our public reputations are made up of generalizations, not nuances. The adage is that presidents only get to be remembered for three things, so my guess is basketball coaches get less. The fiery Fran brand is here to stay, fairly or unfairly.
Any of that true? And anyway, Fred Hoiberg got the players here. Steve Prohm coached them to the Sweet 16. Scott, who gets more credit?
In the theater, they say 80% of a director's job is done after casting. In basketball, that percentage, I would say, is a little lower since you get 4 years to coach them up, which Fred, of course, was a part of with this team. But this core lost to UAB in the first round under Fred, so I'll make up a percentage and say 80% credit to Prohm, 20% to Hoiberg.
That seems
fair.
Yeah, maybe not. Scott, you seem to have a problem with the Jewish Elvis, Neil Diamond. When the Cyclones advanced to the Sweet 16, it just made sense for fans to start singing that Diamond classic.
It has never
Sweet
made
Caroline.
Sense. Never, ever made sense for Cyclone fans to sing Sweet Caroline. And that is an empirical fact that I made up. But I hope when they sing it right now, they at least change the refrain to Sweet 16. Just got to sustain one of the vowels.
It's not a bad idea.
Thank you.
Surprised. Overrated, underrated. Overrated, Taco-pocalypse.
Disagree.
It's overrated.
No way.
It is absolutely overrated. One of the biggest letdowns I've ever had after all the hype. Underrated, tasty tacos.
True.
Find somebody who doesn't love tasty tacos. They're delicious. All right, let's take some more phone calls. Start with Chris in Ames. Chris, are you like me? Or are you just having trouble believing that Northern Iowa lost that game? I'm having trouble moving past it.
I'm stunned they lost that game. But, you know, we keep talking about the last 44 seconds. I think they lost it 2 minutes, 3 minutes of regulation. They were playing scared. They never really approached the paint. They were always staying outside the three-point arc. They were playing not to lose, and I think they just kind of squandered a lot of opportunities they had to make that win.
They started playing prevent offense.
That's a good point. Have to squander a lot to give up 12 points in 44 seconds.
You really do. Everything has to go wrong. Instead of having sound off, send off, let's take one more call since we had a slow start on that tonight. Jason is in Albia. Jason?
Yep. Sorensen, Gilman, and Clark. Not one takedown. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, 0-for-3, the Hawkeyes in the championships of wrestling. Also a disappointment this weekend, relatively speaking. The Hawks finish 5th at the National Wrestling Championships. Yeah. Cale Sanderson has a dynasty going.
Yeah, they do, and they need to get the tournament off of this weekend, I think, so we can pay more attention.
That'll do it for us. John's back next week. He's clean-shaven. We hope you're back next week, too.
Grow the beard.
Thanks
Come
for being
on.
Here anyway.
Michael Admire, sound off, send off. Take it away.
No
Cheers.
Time.